The pace of life. 50 years ago, people were saying, everything's speeding up. 20 years ago, they were still saying, everything's speeding up. It always seems that way, and it seems even more so now. It's crazy. When you watch a lot of TV and read a lot of magazines, it can seem like the whole world is passing you by. When I was making Eraserhead, which took 5 years to complete, I thought I was dead. I thought the world would be so different before it was over. I told myself, here I am, locked in this thing, and I can't finish it. The world is leaving me behind. I had stopped listening to music. I never watched TV anyway. I didn't want to hear stories about what was going on because hearing these things felt like dying. At one time, I actually thought of building a small figure of the character Henry, maybe 8 inches tall, and constructing a small set out of cardboard and just stop-motioning him through it and finishing it. That was the only way I could figure doing it because I didn't have any money. Then one night, my younger brother and my father sat me down in a kind of dark living room. My brother is very responsible, as is my father. They had a little chat with me. It almost broke my heart because they said I should get a job and forget Eraserhead. I had a little girl and I should be responsible and get a job. Well, I did get a job. I delivered the Wall Street Journal and I made $50 a week. I would save up enough to shoot a scene and eventually finish the whole thing. And I started meditating. Jack Nance, the actor who played Henry, waited 3 years for me, holding this thought of Henry, keeping it alive. There's a scene in which Jack's character is on one side of a door, and it wasn't until a year and a half later that we filmed him coming through the other side of the door. I wondered, how could this happen? How could it hang together for so long? But Jack waited and held the character. There's an expression, keep your eye on the donut, not on the hole. If you keep your eye on the donut and do your work, that's all you can control. You can't control any of what's out there outside yourself, but you can get inside and do the best you can do. The world isn't going to pass you by. There's no guarantee that meditation or delivering the Wall Street Journal is going to make you a success. But with focus and meditation, although the events of your outer life may stay the same, the way you go through these events changes and gets so much better.